From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a deadly crash. The wreckage of an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard has been found in the rugged eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. The transportation ministry says villagers found the wreckage in the mountains. Officials are still verifying information from local residents. It's unclear if anyone survived. The Chinese officials confirm that the chemical sodium cyanide had been stored in the warehouses that exploded in Tianjin. An army official said more than 100 tons of the chemical was stored in two locations at the blast site. Chinese officials say the death toll from the blast has risen to 112. Media reports say at least 21 firefighters are among the dead. Nearly 100 people are still missing. The home minister for Pakistan's Punjab province has been killed in a suicide bombing, along with 14 other people. Shuja Khanzada was killed Sunday at his residence in the Attock district. Witnesses say as many as 30 people were inside the minister's house when a suicide bomber entered and detonated explosives. Dozens of people, including police officials, were buried under the rubble when the building collapsed. The African Union is warning that the political crisis in Burundi could have catastrophic consequences for the country and the surrounding region. The statement by AU Commission Chief Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma come a day after the killing of former military chief Jean Biko Magu. Unidentified men killed Biko Magu outside of his house in Bujumbura. For more on that story and others, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.